Bill Elam founded Bill's Donut Shop in 1960 in Dayton. Later, it moved to Centerville. Bill passed away a few years ago, and now his son Jim runs the business. It doesn't look like a donut shop on the outside, but on the inside, there's no mistaking where you are.
We could probably seat about 140 people, which is pretty huge for a donut shop.
And apparently you have a long counter and little round swivel chairs that people can sit on.
Correct, yes. And about, 30 booths as well.
What is so special about the donuts in Bill's Donut Shop?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd have to say because everything we do everything fresh every day. We don't use preservatives and things like that. So we keep everything fresh. We keep everything clean, and it's just a nice family atmosphere. It's a good place to come and visit and chat, and it just has a really nice feel about it.
And I understand that you have some somewhat unusual types of donuts, a very large range of donuts, actually.
We probably have close to 65, 70 different donuts. And, of course, we're always rotating different things out. Like right now we're making a cherry donut, and we have pumpkin donuts, and we make a Buckeye donut, and, you know, of course, all your standard donuts as well.
What are some of the other more exotic types that you make?
The biggest seller is probably still just the plain old glazed donut, the old-fashioned glazed donut. That's still the mainstay. That's still the best seller. And the old-fashioned donut or the sour cream. Of course, we make Persians with the nuts and the cream-filled and the jelly-filled and the custard-filled and blueberry, applesauce, devil's food, whole wheat, like I said, pumpkin, cherry, pretzel donuts. That's one of our big sellers. And a butter twist donut, which is another really good donut.
And you are open 24/7.
24/7, yes. We close down from Christmas through New Year's. Everybody gets a vacation there and stuff. But yeah, other than that, we're around the clock.
So you must have a lot of people to keep things going that all the time.
Yeah, we have a crew of about 25.
I realize you have so many different kinds of donuts, and the methods are not always the same. But how do you make a good donut? What is the process?
Well, we don't use any machine. All of our stuff is like all of our yeast donuts are cut by hand. So, you know, my dad taught me. I've taught other people. Of course, I'm teaching my son now. It's done by hand. It's kind of a skilled trade.
Can you take me through the process?
Well, sure. First, you know, you have to mix a dough. It's just like with the yeast donuts, it's similar to making a loaf of bread. Of course, we do it in like 50 pounds at a time. And then you chunk it, and then you would roll it out into whatever donuts you happen to be making, you know. So certain donuts are half inch thick, some are a quarter inch thick, so you'd roll it out to the desired thickness, and then you would either cut it into cinnamon rolls or pretzels or butter twists, and which are really all done by hand. I'd have to show you. It's kind of hard to explain on the radio.
I mean, do you boil the donuts?
No, they're fried.
Oh, they're fried?
Yes.
And what are they fried in?
It's an all vegetable oil.
In a big vat?
Yes.
Boy.
And then, of course, then they're glazed, and then when they cool down, you know, you have to wait for them to get cool before you fill them and then ice them and things like that. And we make all of our own glaze in-house. We make all of our own icings in-house. We make our own cream filling.
Jim Elam says the donut shop ships its products vacuum-packed to anywhere in the nation. With a postcard from Centerville, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.